Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Haha, psych. Doing a little Groundhog's Day joke on you there. Sorry. Couldn't help it. The days are all just running in together. Yes, it is Wednesday. Happy hump day. Gotta love it. Put a smile on your face. Grumpy Gus. Don't be wandering around. Don't be drinking at 10 in the morning. Ugh. It's called fear. Fear is worse than reality. And I'll explain why. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Love you much. 884-9910. We're watching out for each other. Because I don't want you to give in to this fear. You are stronger than that. You have it within you to say, this is it. First off, don't mean to scare you, but fear can actually kill. It petrifies you. It keeps you from thinking clearly. So whether you believe in something or not, believe in this. I want you to clear your mind. I want you to meditate. I want you to focus on something that is positive for you. Don't look at it being, I see the memes coming out and the jokes about the kids being home and, you know, being with the husband all day, every day. You know what? Even before this, I'm with my husband all day, every day. Thank goodness for separate offices. But you know what? I love my husband, so it's not that big of a deal. I love my dogs, so when they come in and start, you know, pushing that they want to go play ball again, even though we just came in 5 minutes ago, it brings me joy, it brings them joy, so do it. Take advantage of what is happening now. Being able to be with your kids, understand how they've grown, how those little minds have absorbed leftist ideas, try to correct them, read together, do crafts together. Do the things that you've always wanted to do that you haven't had time for. YouTube is a wealth of information when it comes to how-to videos, DIY, crafts. There's some pretty freaking creative people out there that you may have never known. I mean, the box stores are still open. You can still go get crafting supplies. You can still go get DIY project supplies. But here's the deal. It's an old saying, but it's a true saying. Idle hands do the devil's work. Remember that? When you sit around and you just think, when you just think about stuff, we have very creative, imaginative minds. I mean, look at the garbage that comes out of Hollywood. There's no scenario in life that hasn't been run and rerun and rehashed that Hollywood hasn't put out there. Get out of your own head. Don't make it worse for yourself. Because for every single thing that is happening out there right now, whether it be unemployment, whether it be stuck at home, working from home. I love working from home. I'm going to have to wash these yoga pants at some point, though. But here's the deal. Everything truly does have a silver lining. We're seeing the politicians act the way that they're acting. So it is unmasking all of the garbage that they do to us on a daily basis, Democrats and Republicans included. Those public servants. The only people that they're serving are themselves. We see that it's actually fun to work from home. You want to take a longer lunch hour? Take a longer lunch hour. Have lunch with the kids. Have lunch with the fam. Go out and stretch your legs. And don't let what's going on put this fear into you, because that's what you want. Because you know what happens when fear takes over and the government is there to help? You get things like the Patriot Act. You get Big Brother invading everything. You get the ideas coming out that we're all going to have to be on a list that proves that we've either had the vaccine for the coronavirus or that we've had the coronavirus for us to be able to do anything. We want so badly to feel safe that we will let the government get away with anything. And you have to have a clear mind and be smarter than that. And I know you are. I would say let's go to the phone lines, but I say let's go to the remote studio instead. Because we have a special guest joining us, and I always say he's special because he makes me feel special. It's my boss. Yeah, he doesn't mind I'm working from home in my sweatpants.
I do not care at all. And I'm wondering if I'm a guest or am I... Because it seems like I live here.
At the you're a guest on the show. You live at the studio doing your job.
Thanks for that qualification and clarification.
You're welcome.
Hey, real quickly, a couple of things. First of all, I got a text, and this is a tease for a I May Be There show, which may be the name of it. I may be there tomorrow, 5 to 6. It's some news that has come up, and I'll do a little research on this. I don't want to say investigative because I'm not a reporter. I'm an opinion person. But I got a text yesterday from a friend who works at a store. They have several stores here in the West. And they were having 36 pallets of sanitizing products, hand sanitizing and everything, for all their employees. And it was coming from the East. It got stopped in Colorado, and this is what he's saying. He's saying it was headed for Nevada and here in the West. It says it was for our employees in our many stores. There was a checkpoint in Colorado, and when they found out what was on board, they seized it, all of it. They didn't ask. They just took it. They didn't call our governor and offer to split it with us. They simply took it. Now, that should be newsworthy, and maybe it'll pop up. It's the state of Colorado, but I'll find out a little bit more about that. And again, I may be here tomorrow at 5 to do that. But of course, we got the news this morning, and I wanted to use that news to emphasize this point again, in that Bernie Sanders has pulled out of the presidential race. I don't have any audio sound bites, but I'm imagining he's saying or thinking something like this, in that I have achieved my wet dream of socialism, and I did not even have to serve. I swear to goodness, we will have, and by the way, what you were talking about there, what you were touching on, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, bringing up something and talking about the surveillance of those that are sick. That's essentially what South Korea, everybody was praising South Korea. Well, South Korea was tracking people, sick people, and their phones and all that. So this is what Jared Kushner is talking about doing. So I'm thinking Bernie Sanders thinks, man, I didn't even have to serve as president. I didn't even have to run any longer. I've got universal income. I've destroyed small business. This whole thing of people potentially earning $600 more per week by not working for 4 months, You've destroyed small businesses. I have a story of a dentist, a local dentist, who was in Montana for the last couple of weeks or so and came back.
Can I correct you on one thing there? I don't think that they've completely destroyed small businesses, because there are some small business out there that are considered essential. I think they've destroyed independent business.
Well, the truth will be down the road. Oh, and I say destroyed. Obviously, there will be businesses. I'll be here next year, if God willing. I'll be alive. The radio station will be here.
And I'll be with you.
I'm talking about the garages, the restaurants. Essentially, this universal income, this socialism that they have done, is something that will not be good. I think we'll head into a very, very deep recession or depression. I don't care how you describe it technically. It's going to suck, period.
Well, it is, because they want it. It's both sides, because the cure is not necessarily better than the disease. You know, we've seen this, and you're talking about the side of the Republicans, Jared Kushner. I was actually talking about the sides of the Democrat, which includes Bill Gates, chipping us with our vaccines so they can just wave a little wand over us and say, and everything comes up, you know, not tracking you by your phone, but by tracking you in a way that they have your bank information, they have where you live, they have your social security number, they have every little thing on you, you know, what movies you've been watching, what vaccines you've had, where does it stop on the vaccines? We're all going to be vaccinated now for things that we don't want these chemicals in our body. I have no intention, and I'll put it out flatly now, if a COVID-19 CVD-19 vaccine comes out, there's no way in hell I'm getting it.
Well, I'm just going to circle back to, again, the big picture, which is we have a Republican president and a Republican Senate, and yet we have universal income. We have the shutting down of a nation's economy. We have the destroying of people's livelihoods, dreams, probably suicides happening over people losing either their marriages, their businesses, their savings, and everything over this bad flu. That will not, my guesstimate is 25%. I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm guessing that we're at 12,000 deaths now. It's out there. It's pretty easy to find out how many people have died between January 1st and today to other diseases and other things other than the COVID-19 virus. And let me real quickly finish the story about the dentist, the local dentist that was in Montana for the last couple of weeks and came back, and just 2 days ago went on to the site to apply for the SBA disaster relief loan. The message was, our quota has been filled. So I was complaining about this, as you were as well, when we went from $2.5 billion to $8 billion to $50 billion to just, it's just insane.
The
$2 trillion, of which 75% of it, Armstrong and Getty did a great show on this morning. Tom Sullivan did a great show on what I was talking about as far as this financial thing and the money going out. The money's not going out the way they say it is, the way they're lying to us, the way it is. Tom Sullivan's show yesterday and the guys this morning, how many millions and millions of dollars is going to Congress? 75% of this will be spent on junk. 25% of it supposedly to help small businesses. And like I said, just my opinion, and you know what I say about, you may not agree with it, but what they're doing to small business besides shutting down the economy and then paying people more to stay home is going to be doing more damage. When the economy started coming back after Trump got into office and slightly before he got into office, when the economy came roaring back, everybody, that has a small business that's listening to the words coming out of my mouth right now know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to finding good quality employees. Either you can't find them, or the people you can find are probably people you should have never hired in the first place, but you needed something. You did what we call the Evans broadcast test, which is we put a mirror under your nose, and if something shows up, we'll hire you.
Hey!
That's how you got hired. If you'll remember, I brought out that mirror. I'm just kidding. So anyway, I may be here tomorrow, and a little more on Cuomo, too, and his comments. The sanctity of life. The guy who signed the abortion bill to abort babies after being born is talking about the sanctity of life. Isn't that precious?
Yeah.
All right. With that, Evans out.
Thank you so much, sir. And I want to know the latest on that that phone call as well that you'll be looking into, because that is, well, that's just the start. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, 884-9910. We'll be right back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Little woohoo for you, the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Let me get this out for you. The coronavirus updates brought to you by Real Construction. Here's an update for you. Reno.gov. They now have a COVID-19, or actually as of last week, they have a COVID-19 business operations supplemental guide that you can check out for yourself. It's at reno.gov. So let's take a look at some numbers, because follow the numbers. As Jerry was saying, we've got 410,000 cases of coronavirus, just a few short of 411 cases across the United States. Okay. 14,210 deaths. Now, with those deaths, I want you to understand that coming from the top, Dr. Birx, she's the lady that you see standing with the president doing the press conferences. Every death right now, if someone has a cardiac arrest and they have COVID-19, it is being listed as a COVID-19 death. Now think about that for a minute. That throws the numbers out of whack. We will never see accurate numbers from this, because she is setting the guidelines to all of the hospitals, the doctors, everybody below, from the CDC down. You go in and you have cancer and you've only got a few days to live, but you catch COVID-19. Your death is now being listed as a CVD-19 death. Right now in Nevada, 2,216 people have tested positive, and we've seen 71 deaths. And we had another death here in Washoe County. The nurse yesterday, bless her, bless her family, literally right there on the front lines of everything, not just CVD-19, on the front lines of tuberculosis, on the front lines of the flu, on the front lines of anything, because this world is filled with germs. So we now have 5 deaths, but you know what? We have had 31 people recover. Yeah, 31 people recover. CVD-19 is not a death sentence. Could be a real issue for your business, though, if you're shut down and you're not secured Real Construction has 24/7 availability. If you need your home or your business secured from vandalism or looters, Real Construction can do it for you. Just call them at 359-0700. Let's get an update from Fox News. That's what we do, the top and the bottom of every hour for you to make sure you are connected. You know, that whole together apart thing. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910, that's always your number, and my email, monica@991fmtalk.com, whatever you want to go over. John has a message for Jerry, and that is that the emergency law is the biggest bank robbery in American history. And we're just all sitting back and watching it by. But he wanted to mention a little something on... on drinking as well. You know, sales are going up because some people are sitting at home with more money because, yeah, they're being paid to stay home. Those who got the sweet deal. And some people just like to get messed up. Some people are just drunks, whether they're home or in public. So... some people might be imbibing a little bit more in their wine because they've got more time to. They don't have to worry about getting out on the road and driving drunk, so might as well have some wine. Have another glass. What we have to watch out for is the abuse of power. And that's why I want you to participate in our poll question today. Because, yes, this is happening. Remember, what starts in California... comes to Nevada because we have a California governor. Steve Sisolak from California, transplant here and running Nevada like California. Relying on his good buddy Gavin Newsom there. Sheriff in California, I will arrest people if they're not wearing masks in public. Excuse me? It is not good for me as a person who suffers from asthma to wear a mask. It hinders my breathing. I wash my hands. I have a tendency to stay away from people, especially people I don't know. If I know you, oh, damn, I'm all over you and I'm hugging you. But guess what? We've already seen somebody, as we get this wishy-washy, oh, do the physical distancing, stay 6 feet apart. We see celebrities going out and doing their thing. They can go jogging in the park and do whatever. But a lone man paddleboarding out off of the beach in Malibu, arrested? You got to be effing kidding me. We need to wake up from this nightmare and realize that we have a voice and we need to protect it. FMTalk.com. That's our webpage. Answer today's poll question. Should people be arrested for not wearing masks in public? Look at all the millions upon millions upon millions of people who don't have CVD-19 who are being forced to do this. They can't get fresh air. They can't get because they're being forced to do this. Again, I direct you back to the numbers. The falsified numbers should be illegal, don't you think, to falsify public records or falsify formal records? Death certificates? Cause of death? COVID-19? No. Cause of death was I got hit by a car just because I have the Chinese Wuhan virus. Shouldn't factor into that. This is coming from the top down. Yesterday's poll question, I love it. We're so united. Do you trust the national media? Of those participating in the poll, I think this is a first for us. 100% no. I'm getting to the point where even my beloved Fox News, some of the things that they're saying and doing, absolutely outrageous. But just like everything else, they're being forced by the higher-ups to lead by example. To lead what? In this takeover of your life, of your liberties, of your freedoms? They inch us into it. I've used this analogy so many times that I'm sick of it, of the frog in the boiling pot. We're already there. What would it matter about Jared Kushner's idea with the phones? Because we're already being tracked by our phones. We're already being tracked by our computers. Google said the other day they were going to start using their software to watch the coronavirus hotspots, track people that way. People were all up in arms that they were going to do this. Excuse me. The only thing different here is now they are being honest about it because they've been doing that for years. Globalists and one worlders are just wringing their sanitized, soaked hands right now. Living it up. It's working, it's working, it's working. Doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right. It's the same thing coming down the pike. It's everything that you do being controlled by higher ups. And at some point, it's not even going to be elected representatives. That is just a falsity to keep us all plugging along. To keep us all saying, yes, sir, may I have some more. That's all it is. What do you think about all this? Do you see your freedoms being just taken away? Do you feel helpless that you can't do anything? Well, you can do things. You can start raising that stink. You can start sending those emails. You can start making those phone calls since people have, more time to spend at home. I was really trusting in Trump, but I get it. I know you're damned if you do, or he's damned if he does, and he's damned if he doesn't. But he's going along with way too much of this stuff. He says he can bring back the economy. Bring it back. He built it up before. He can build it up again. But you know what? If he brings it up again, are we once again just being put in a position where we are relying on the government for everything? Even people who were hardworking day to day, go to their jobs, do their things, the hairstylists out there, the nail technicians, the bartenders, the people who just wanted to be with other people and live their lives, set their own schedules. Now all these people just being ruined. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. Hello, Bruce. Thank you for calling the show. What's up?
Well, hey, Monica. First of all, congratulations on passing the foggy mirror test. We're all so glad you did.
Yes, thank you so much. What are you doing calling now? You're scheduled to call at 11. You couldn't wait?
Okay, I'll call back if you'd like.
Well, I'm 3 minutes or 2 minutes now away from a break, but, you know, tell you what, Bruce, why don't you hang on the line? I'm going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back and we'll do our thing, because I really want people to know about this meeting. And since I was just talking about liberties and freedoms, maybe it is a good time to talk about it right now. So you hang on the line.
And that's why I called.
I figured you had that, what did they say, that itchy trigger finger. All right. So stick around. We'll be back right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Bruce is hanging on the line, but we're going to check in with Christine here real quick at 884-9910. Christine has an interesting story that just kind of boggles the mind. Christine, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're welcome. I was having some of her respiratory infection problems. It ended up just to be my asthma. But when the ambulance crew came in, they saw I had a humidifier on, and they panicked, and they just scooped me up and took me outside, and they said the humidifiers make it worse. It spreads it more. And they advised not to use humidifiers whatsoever.
So they're saying that the warm moisture is keeping
it's
it going
It's actually
longer?
A cool humidifier, but just that. The moisturizer within the air, I guess, spreads it worse. They're like, we have to get out of here. And they just scooped me up and took me.
Did they have face masks on?
Oh, yeah. They came like in hazmat suits.
Huh.
And when they got me to the hospital, they took me to some red door I never knew even existed. And they opened it up, and it was like a whole different little section of the hospital I didn't know existed, like its own little emergency room that they had just patients they were worried about.
Was it packed?
No, actually, there were just two of us. And every time they came near us, they sprayed each other down with some chemicals, and it was pretty much an ordeal.
But there was only two of you in there.
Yeah, at the time there was just two of us, a guy and me.
Hmm.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. It is.
But I thought everybody should know.
Yeah.
Everybody should know about the humidifier. Do not turn one on, because it just make it worse for your family.
That is great information. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Yeah,
that
they've
with
never
us.
Said anything about it about it
yeah.
at all.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah. Okay, hon. Right. Thank you.
Christine, thank you. Bless you. And I hope you are doing better. Asthma sucks. If anything can throw you into an asthma attack, and it just, let me tell you, it absolutely sucks. Breathing cold, some of the things that set me off, breathing cold air or breathing really warm air. It's just, You know, walking too fast sometimes or walking at an angle, it just, asthma absolutely sucks. So let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Bruce. And if we need to carry Bruce over into the next hour, we'll do that too, because he likes the torture. So Bruce Parks, thank you so much for joining me on the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. And with working with Nevada Patriots, we were having some really, really great meetings, awesome speakers, and people were participating and coming together. And then, boom, all this happened and it just kind of blew up. So can we get Bruce on the line, Craig? Thank you so much.
Hello.
So there you are. Thank you very much. So sometimes I have to, you know, crack the whip on my producer. you know, all that technical equipment. So, Bruce, first off, tell people what Nevada Patriots is.
Well, we're a group of like-minded folks that get together. The mission statement for Nevada Patriot is to engage and inform citizens of local, state, and national issues that affect our community. It's all about getting information to people, good, accurate information.
Information that you're not getting in the news.
Well, unless you listen to Monica Jay, this is information you're probably not going to get.
Thank you, Bruce. So what
I
happened?
I call them as I see them.
What happened when we were having some great meetings? We were getting between 60 and 80 people showing up at these meetings, asking questions, signing the recall petition for Sisolak. And then, boom, all of a sudden, we have to social distance or physical distance, and then we just have to stay home.
Well, we're still having virtual meetings. I believe it's important that we maintain connectivity even during this time of madness. And I just wanted folks to know that, hey, look, you know, you might be stuck at home, but there's a place you can come and still have a little sense of community. But especially now with some of the things that we see going on, I think it's really important that people get good, accurate information, especially with some what you were talking about earlier in the show about some of the unconstitutional things that are taking place. That's what tomorrow night's meeting is going to be all about. We have some nationally recognized names that are going to be giving us some perspectives on some of these decrees that are coming out by governors and local officials and whether they're constitutional or not. And, what your response should be to this stuff. It'll be interesting.
Well, yeah, because you're in the threat of now being arrested. You go out, there's no one around you. It's a beautiful day and you're on the water and you're paddleboarding and you get hauled to jail. Now a sheriff wants to arrest people for not wearing face masks. Do you think that would be a personal choice?
Well, Monica, all I have to say to our illustrious governor is, I'm your Huckleberry.
All right. I need more of you, so you stay on the line because we're going to tell people how to participate in this meeting. But right now, I want to give you a quick update, courtesy of the real heroes that keep us in business. Like Real Construction, this coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. And I do want to let you know, it's not just about Washoe County. It's about everybody here in Northern Nevada. So as we look at total cases, the rurals, those wide open spaces, total cases in Carson City, 11, Douglas County, 7, Lyon County, 3, Story County. Still don't have anybody yet. Active cases in Carson, 10. In Douglas, 6. Lyon County, 3. People that have recovered from CVD-19 in Carson, 1. Douglas County, 1. And deaths? None. Now, if you look at some of the maps, you see this wave coming to the West Coast. It's like music. Everything that starts in the East Coast, it finally gets to the West Coast. Or are we just smart enough in Northern Nevada to take better care and better cautions for ourselves? We do have 5 deaths now here in Washoe County. 24/7 availability if you need your home or business secured or any type of restoration projects. Real Construction is open for business and there for you, and they can handle all insurance-related needs. 359-0700. We'll be back with how you can attend the virtual Nevada Patriots meeting, and your freedoms are at stake. Maybe this is a meeting you should take the time for to find out the violations that are actually going on. A lot of people not reading the Constitution.